6 o'clock. Today is Monday, February 4th, 2019. This is the Dubin County Board of Commissioners meeting. My name is Ken Thompson. I saw on the news this morning that 17 million people call in sick the day after the Super Bowl. So I don't know where Mr. Dow is, but he's sick. Prayer. Right. Ms. Latson will lead us in prayer. Sorry.
All wise and wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to make the journey here to see about the business of the county. We thank you for traveling mercy. We thank you for all that have assembled here this evening to hear and to see the works of the county. And we thank you for that because you did not have to do it. We could be in terrible turmoil, running and hiding for a place of safety for our lives, but we are still Americans. We still have a heart to help. And as long as there is a Father in heaven, we shall maintain and continue to do the things that is right for the citizens here. We thank you in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone had a chance to review the agenda, and the consent agenda, does anyone have anything to add?
I do not.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything to add to the consent agenda, but I would like to add a closed session for economic development matters to the regular agenda pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318A4.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Do we have any public comments?
Would anyone like to sign up for public comments? Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
And at this point in time, we'll receive any road concerns. Anyone on the board have any road concerns?
I do not have any.
I do not.
No, I don't have any.
Does anyone from the public have any road concerns they'd like to bring to our attention so we can relay those to the Department of Transportation? All right.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to advise you that I have a concern about the bridge at Calypso, US 117. I called DOT. They tell me that the bridge approaches have deteriorated, or the road and the bridge meet, and it's a heavy bump. You've probably experienced it, Mr. Grady. They tell me that Barnhill Paving was supposed to repair that last week, but due to the cold weather, they couldn't. They're supposed to get to it within the next 2 weeks. And the northbound lane of US 117 is slated to be let for replacement in January of 2020.
Could I add something to
Yes, ma'am.
This past 2 weeks, they've been working, you know, on the road paving. Is it possible that the Department of Transportation could put up a sign, you know, stating the date when they will be in that area to work?
I will.
So it will be easier trying to maneuver around if you're on your way for a meeting or something?
Yes, ma'am. I will talk to Mr. Rhodes at DOT and get back with you on that.
I'd appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Mr. Norwood. Next up, we have Randy Norwood with maintenance.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I'm losing my HVAC guy towards the end of the month, and I'm here to ask if I can fill that position. Of course, it's a budgeted position, but he's moving on.
You say what? He's resigning?
No, well, he's leaving. He's taking another job in Wayne County.
Okay. How long has he been on this
position? Less than a year. Less than a year.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we allow Mr. Norwood to advertise and fill the vacant HVAC position in his department. Any questions or concerns? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up we have Mr. Farley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you all for having me tonight. What I have proposed to you is an adoption of the 2018 North Carolina Fire Prevention Code. This code allows us to maintain our safety of our buildings and make sure that we prevent fires in all means necessary. This code was reviewed, maintained, and created by the International Code Council and a board of North Carolina engineers, fire prevention officers, county managers, municipal leaders, went through this code and made it applicable to North Carolina State. And by adoption, it will allow us to enforce this code within our county.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the 2018 NC Fire Prevention Code for the county and also automatically adopt any amendments to the 2018 Fire Prevention Code throughout its lifespan and to automatically adopt all updates and revisions to the 2018 NC Fire Prevention Code in the future. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, to make a correction there, it would be to automatically adopt any further revisions of the fire code itself. Okay. The code is revised every 3 years, and this would allow us to be able to work off of that going forward.
And I'm seeing here 2018. Is it 2018 or 2019?
It is 2018, and okay. I apologize I didn't put a copy with it, but I wanted to be a good steward of the county's money and your time. It's a 532-page mm-hmm. document, and I didn't feel like you probably wanted, but I have it here for anyone that wants to take a look.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Yes, I have a question. Go ahead. With the fire, the code, what is it? It gives you a rundown of the material and the use of the material, like, you know, fire prevention stuff. What is it that? Installations and stuff like that?
A lot of the new construction items are slated for the building inspector, and that falls upon his responsibility to make sure those are correct. It falls upon our responsibility to go in these buildings once they've been built and make sure that they've been maintained and not changed. And okay. if they have been changed, that it falls still within our code.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Farley.
Mr. Chairman, if I may have a moment of the board's time, I'd like to introduce a new employee if you'd entertain that.
Certainly.
Mr. Stroud. Members of the board, Mr. Chairman, I would like to introduce to you Emmett Ray Stroud II. He has accepted the position of Deputy Fire Marshal within our department, and I believe he would represent us well. He has many years of service, over 10 plus years of service with North Carolina State, serving in probation and parole, and also 20 years of experience with the Albertson-Baldwin Fire Department, and currently resides still in the Albertson area. Please welcome him, and we hope that moving forward it will help us to be more efficient and professional.
And you said what, 30 years of experience?
He's on. Go ahead.
I've been on the fire department
for... You look like you're about five.
Well, thank you, ma'am. No, ma'am, I've been on the volunteer fire department for 20 years, and then I worked about a little over 10 years with the state under the Department of Public Safety.
Okay.
Mr. Stroud used to be a probation officer with the state, and so I used to deal with him in court all the time. He was fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Ms. Jones.
In your packet, good evening. In your packet, you would have received a little bit of information about something I would like to discuss with the school system, and it's an opportunity for Duplin County Schools' children to have access to public library resources digitally. And many counties around us do this already. It's tied to their student ID number, and they're able to access our resources at school or at home on any device, cell phone, computer, Kindle, iPad, anything like that. So I'm just asking for permission to approach the school system to form this collaboration. It would give students access to way more materials than they would have just in the digital resources at the school system.
So moved.
So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve to allow Duplin County school students to access library resources via their student ID number upon the approval of the Duplin County Board of Education. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up we have Ms. Tracy Simmons-Kennedy, our health director.
Good evening, guys. Two things on the agenda that I shared was around some reclassifications for our WIC department as it relates to some job postings. We have had our WIC director has been, that position has been vacant since July when Sue Talbert retired, and we've been unsuccessful in filling that position, actually even in getting qualified applicants. Part of that has been based off of salary for those positions that go along with their qualifications. So the state has encouraged us from our last site visit back in December. We currently have a nutritionist two that is on staff and that she would qualify. So we want to look at reclassifying her position to include the WIC director's responsibility. So that's number one. And then taking the two vacant other nutritionist positions that we have and reclassifying those to a nutritionist one. So because we haven't had any applicants for those positions either. Because of the credentials and the experience that is required for those two. There would really be no change in budget. All the three positions are already budget. We're still within our budget means, and actually will probably be some savings of dollars because of the pay will probably be a bit, little bit less than the requirement.
You said probably.
Yes. Well, most positively, I was told for sure. So there will be some savings there.
I think, if I may, Ms. Yeah. I think what she means, if she has trouble recruiting at the base level, she may have to offer someone a little bit more money to incentivize them to come to work for Duplin County. Is that
right,
correct?
But at the base, we should be fine.
Okay. You mentioned reclassifying the WIC director to the nutritionist two, reclassifying nutritionist two to nutritionist one. Did you mention reclassifying nutritionist three to a nutritionist one? You did.
Yes.
Okay, I apologize.
Yes.
All right, I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we reclassify the WIC director position at the health department to a nutritionist 2 / WIC director position. It's also been moved and properly seconded that we reclassify the nutritionist 2 position to a nutritionist 1 position, and further that we reclassify the nutritionist 3 position to a nutritionist 1 position. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
The other thing I just wanted just to, so you guys have it at hand for any conversations that may come up, is I just wanted to share the 2018-2019 legislative priorities that were drafted by the North Carolina Association of Local Health Directors. There's four main areas that they sort of we want to target as our legislative priorities for 2018-2019. In essence of time, just want to see if you guys have any questions related to those four, which just to remind you are close the Medicaid gap, coverage gap is number one. Number two is to provide additional state fundings to address the increased demands associated with communicable and emergent infectious disease, enact the Tobacco 21 law, and then restore the Women's and Child Health Block Grant funding for the health departments. Those are the four main priorities. So if you've got any questions or get any questions, just let me know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, Mr. Brent.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to present a resolution to approve the presentation of badge and service weapon to retiring sheriff's office employees. I believe in your packet you have the resolution. Would you like for me to read the resolution in its entirety or just to summarize it for you?
You can paraphrase it.
Okay.
Yes.
We have three employees who Sheriff Wallace would like to present their service weapon and badge. That would be retired Major Tim Jones, retired Lieutenant Antonio Al Frederick, and retired Detective Susan Holland. And this is allowed per North Carolina General Statute 20-187.2, and it is has been an accepted practice here in Duplin County to do this.
Move to adopt.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we adopt the resolution permitting the presentation of badge and service weapon to our retired sheriff's office employees, Major Tim Jones, Lieutenant Antonio Frederick, and Detective Susan Holland. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have some announcements, if I may, at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This is just to remind you that our next board meeting will be on February the 18th, and then on Friday, February the 22nd, we'll have our board retreat, our annual budget retreat, and it'll be held at the Duplin County Airport. The agenda is still a work in progress, but if any of you guys have anything that you want us to discuss that day or any kind of research that you'd like for me to do and be able to present that day, just get with me, and I'll be glad to do that for you.
Thank you.
Earlier today, I sent you an email with proposed changes to the personnel policy, and after I had already sent that out, our human resources director advised me that she had inadvertently not highlighted a section that was proposed to be changed, and I didn't want you to be surprised by that. So it's deals with the meal expense per diem, and it's on page 74. We inadvertently did not highlight that for you. I just want to make you aware of that. Also, wanted to make you aware that on March the 28th, we will hold the Duplin County Opioid Summit that was postponed due to the storm, the hurricane back in the fall, and it will be in the Ed Emery Auditorium from 10 to 1. Again, that's on March 28th, and it's being co-sponsored by the Duplin Substance Use Coalition and the Board of County Commissioners. We received a thank you card from the James Keenan ROTC cadets, which I have given to the chairman. That was for the donation that you guys made for them to attend the Pearl Harbor Day in Honolulu. And also, I just want to let you know that I will be attending the Manager's Winter Seminar this Thursday and Friday. I will not be in the office, but Assistant Manager Future will be available and acting in my absence. That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Okay, I don't believe we have any business in open session, so do you anticipate us taking action after?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session for economic development purposes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we go out of open session and into closed session for economic development. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. Back in open session. Do we have any other business? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
And we can probably suffer that we adjourn until February the 18th at 6 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.